Back with head coach Brent Bolte on the Beaver Radio Network, part of our pregame show today for the Corner Bar and Grill. Coach, coming in today against a very good Wayne team that pretty much handled Duluth last week. What are you looking for today from Wayne State?
Yeah, they're a good football team. I think they kind of came in their own. They kind of, you know, they had some injuries on defense. One of their better linebackers is out for the year, I heard, with injury, and I think they're kind of finding themselves on that side of the ball, which they're really, really just physical, well-taught team on the defensive side of the ball. I think they make you earn everything up and down the field, which is what the defense is supposed to do. So you saw that against Duluth. They made Duluth, you know, get away from their comfort zone, and I think they frustrated with Duluth not allowing the quarterback to run the ball. And did a really nice job of being able to separate, and you know, Duluth had their opportunities too. They got stopped on the goal line stand to take the lead, and threw an interception where a kid fell down. It could have been a big play, but you know, they made a lot of plays, meaning Wayne State, particularly on offense. I think that's the one thing about them: very, very explosive offense. They got a great quarterback in Bone. They got two really good running backs that are younger guys, but the Forgy and Boyd kid both. At breakaway speed, you see him hitting 60, 70, 80 yarders. So, and they do some things that I would say by, 10 years ago, it would have been uncommon. They do a lot of empty sets. They design a lot of quarterback run game and not afraid to throw the ball vertically either. So, but they have some really good skill kids as well. Number three, the Kendrick Watkins is a kid that I thought has just been getting better and better. He's only, I think, a sophomore now. And they got another receiver that's dinged up, number six, but he had been playing really, really well at the beginning of the year, and I think their O-line did a really nice job. They've been, averaging 160, 170 yards on the ground and just been able to handle the line of scrimmage. I really thought they played well against Duluth, front seven, especially how aggressive Duluth is, blitzing and everything else. So you're going to see a dynamic offense. You're going to see some things that are a little bit different in terms of, traditional, different sets, a bunch of different empty things, and quarterback design run that stress you a lot. And they've been good in special teams, so I'm really surprised they're not ranked in the top 25. To be honest with you, I think they're well deserving of that, and coming off a playoff berth last year, but they are as good as advertised and are playing really good football right now.
Quarterback Bone has his third, I say, in 6 weeks, offensive player of the week in the Northern Sun. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and well deserving. He's a kid that he's uber competitive. He runs behind his pads. He's different than the Duluth quarterback, Wal Jasper. Wal Jasper is a tank, 240, 50 pound running or quarterback that runs like a tight end, fullback type of guy. Bone's athletic. He can run around. He extends plays in the pockets. He's a true dual threat quarterback. And they just do such good job formationally stressing the defense, and they kind of just take what they give you. I give their head coach and offensive coordinator a lot of credit. They do a really nice job to continually to stress and take what you give you. If you're showing cover one or cover three, if you're doing different things, they have easy, simple adjustments where they can play fast and take advantage of what you're showing. So tip of the hat to those guys. They've done a wonderful job down there, and it's going to be a dogfight. We got to come down. It's a long road trip and all that sort of stuff, but we got obviously the extra week, get healed up, and hopefully get our boys ready to roll.
And what are some things you mentioned as some things that you need to improve on? What's probably the most important thing or things that you need to correct for this week?
We can't give up big plays on defense. I mean, that's very uncharacteristic what we did last week. A couple of those that were just simply our guys out of position. There's, of course, teams are going to hit you for a 10 or 15, 20-yard play during the course. That's going to happen. But they can't be 50, 80-yarders. I mean, that's things that are just unacceptable, and we got to clean those things up. You look back, you played really well on 80% of the plays, and then the 20%, just can't turn into, I said it to the team after the game. I'm like, 90% of their, yardage were on 10% of their plays. Like, that just can't happen. And you got to limit them, and they're going to hit some explosive plays, but they just can't be for touchdowns. You got to limit that and make them earn it up and down the field. So that's a big key for the defensive side of the ball. I think offensively, just finishing and not turning the ball over, obviously, is a big part. I thought we ran the ball pretty efficiently against Duluth. We got to continue to find ways to continue to do that. And then, we can't have drops in critical situations. We got to execute at a high level, and that's just not one guy. It was just Brandon, threw some good passes that you know, unfortunately, it didn't come down, and or receptions for us that would continue some drives against Mankato. So, again, just uncharacteristic of our group, and I think, again, just time to get back to the basics, do our deal, and finish drives, put up points. So that's what we need to be able to do.
Coach, thanks for your time and good luck.
I appreciate it.
Head coach Brent Bolte with us on the Corner Bar and Grill pregame show. We'll have more on the Beaver Radio Network.